The French settlers named the land Détroit because it means strait, as in waterway. And it's the state of the strait, or Detroit River, that's bringing together hundreds of experts from both the U.S. and Canada. John Hartig is with the American River Heritage Association. He says one of their main goals is to come up with a binational monitoring system for the Detroit River.
What we think we have is a unique opportunity to bring the pieces of the puzzle together to create this necessary and sufficient monitoring program.
A monitoring system would bring together a lot of specific information collected from various organizations. And Hartig says that will help many groups do a better job of protecting the river's natural resources. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Gina Carrier.